Welcome back to the Dan Quinn Coaches Show on a Monday, a victory Monday at Flowery Branch with Dave Archer, West Durham, and that's Taylor Gabriel's second touchdown. It's our SunTrust play of the game brought to you by SunTrust. Moments that matter. So out of John Horn High School, Mesquite, Texas,
yeah,
and the Fighting Wildcats of Abilene Christian Arch, time to have Taylor Gabriel in the player spotlight. And I'd say four touchdowns in four games probably deserves to be here.
Yeah, how's it feel, man?
It feels good, man, just to be in this facility and just to have all these great guys around me and just the role models that we have in that locker room, man. It's unbelievable. And just to be out on the field with those guys, my brothers, not just, you know what I mean, people that I just met in August when I got here. I feel like everybody in that locker room is my brothers.
I was undrafted as well, and so there's a lot of doubts that go on with the undrafted thing and can you make it at this level. Walk us through how it was for you, because there are a lot of doubters, a lot of haters, a lot of people out there that don't think you can get it done. And that's when that chip kind of builds up on your shoulder and say, oh, yeah, I'll show you what I can do.
Yeah, of course, just all my life, man, just being undersized and just being doubted, man, not being able to just to get that assurance from that look that everybody wants, you know what I mean, 6'2",
sure,
big dude. and I always have to prove myself. And just coming into this league, man, I put up good numbers. I did good things and ran a fast 40. But at the same time, I feel like I got overlooked. But going to Cleveland, I was a tryout. I wasn't even a free agent signee, so I didn't get any type of signing bonus. I was just there in rookie camp for basically just a body, and I end up making that team. So just to have my story and just to just have people just hear that, just to motivate and others that can maybe one day in my same situation just know that it can come out on top.
All right, let's go back here a little bit then. So you get a rookie tryout, which is a lot different than a CFA deal, a whole lot different, especially in the wallet.
Yeah.
You go to Abilene Christian. Am I to assume Abilene Christian was the best offer you had out of John Horn High School in Mesquite, Texas? Because you're not – I mean, that's a pretty good football team, pretty good football situation in Mesquite.
Yeah.
I mean, there have been a few guys come out of there. Mm-hmm. So was Abilene Christian – have you been fighting this hill since 17 years old?
Yeah, for a minute, man. I had – visited TCU, I had visited Baylor, I visited a lot of those big schools, and they said I did a good job, but it was just I was small, I didn't fit the appearance that they wanted, I guess. So just Abilene, man, them giving me the opportunity and the chance to just prove myself and show my ability, and I'm thankful for that.
What did you Kyle obviously had an eye towards Cleveland when you might come available. Did you sense that there was kind of a synergy between you two when he was up there, and that maybe if it didn't work out in Cleveland, you can find a coach like that, like Kyle, to give you an opportunity to come here?
Yeah, man, Kyle is he's a passionate dude, and I just love the way he works, and I feel like we have kind of the same similarities of just how perfect we want to be in everything that we do, and our relationship is good, and it's not like a hoorah-rah buddy relationship. Is more like a I got you, and you know what I mean, mm-hmm. things like that. So I was just blessed to get the call, man, from up top, from I would say the owner to the GM to Coach Q, man, just giving me this opportunity to come here and just be a part of this movement, this brotherhood that you guys have here.
All right, you had done a few things in your first 2 years, though. I mean, you had been productive in the role they were asking you to play. Mm-hmm. So getting released at the end, after obviously the Falcons had played there in a preseason game, mm-hmm. so we had gotten to see you a little bit in a preseason role. Did you think about this? I mean, how long was it after the release before the phone rang and somebody said, hey, wait a second, what about here?
It was shocking getting released by the Browns, man, just because of the role that I had there. You go into thinking, being confident and thinking that you have a position ready for you, but at the same time, you have to, I guess, go through the waiver wire and go through the whole 24-hour release thing. And they called me, I guess, when they could pick up dudes on the waiver wire, and I got that call. And I feel like that's the best call I've gotten in the past year. So I'm blessed and thankful, man, just to have this opportunity.
Taylor Gabriel, our guest here on the Player Spotlight here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You're not the only one blessed. We're blessed to have you down here. And Wes said it yesterday on the broadcast, and I thought it was perfect. He said, that's the nicest thing Cleveland's ever done for Atlanta is to give us Taylor Gabriel. I can when you look at your role on this team, there's so many different things that you do that I think that people just see you score touchdowns, but all the things that you're doing for, contributing in different areas, talk about that and how you're blending in and not just jet sweeps and catching screens. You're doing a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I would say a lot of downfield throwing, a lot of man-on-man beaters, a lot of one-on-one matchups, just think little things like that, man. And special teams, I did a lot of special teams at the start of the year, playing gunner, playing corner, anything that Coach Keith has asked me to do, I'll do. And anything this team, they need me to do, I will do. So I'm available for anything. I could play quarterback or something if they want me to do that. So I'm just available to all options.
Well, be careful now.
We saw Muhammad
took a snap yesterday, and I think he's your guy now. You're gonna have a bit of an issue if you tell Mo you want to take a snap. Right?
You know what I do like though? I do like either he or Mo quarterback, and I'm coming back and forth on the jet, and making it run zone read. You could do that.
Yeah. We could probably squeeze something in on that account. That sounds pretty good to me, man.
Taylor, doing the games for 13 years with a former QB and meeting guys that have gone through the league, I know everywhere you go, you learn something. Mm-hmm. So what did you learn in Cleveland that's helped you in Atlanta? And really, what have you learned here? Because you're playing with a Pro Bowler in Julio Jones, a guy who may be on the way, you know, in the near future in Mohamed Sanu, a veteran guy in Tammy in the tight end room. I mean, you got a Pro Bowl quarterback, some really good guys on the line. I mean, a lot of stuff kind of comes into play here, I'm guessing.
In Cleveland, man, I can say I thank those guys and all those guys that was around me they just taught me how to be a pro.
Okay.
And how to take notes, how to carry yourself throughout the locker room, how to carry yourself throughout the day, how to be efficient, how to be correct your own mistakes before the coach correct those mistakes. So I learned how to be a pro in Cleveland, and just coming here, man, it just blows my mind just the work ethic of Julio Jones. Or Sanu or Matt or just people like that that's already established in this league, and just to see how hard those dudes work, I tip my hat to those guys, and I've learned a lot from just being here this short period of time and just how to mentally get ready for a game. It's past the physical, it's more mental in this game, and from being here, I've learned that you can take yourself mentally through all four quarters before you get to that game. And Tammy to Julio to, I mean, I can just name my names
sure.
all down the roster. So I've learned a lot from those guys.
Taylor, I want to ask you about the brotherhood and what that means, because every man that we talk to, that is the first thing that comes out of their mouth. That was the first thing you talked about as well. I'm assuming that will help you win a couple of games just because of the togetherness. But talk about why is that important on your team to have that feeling of you could run the meetings without the coach even being in there because of who
course.
You guys are. Talk about that.
It's just the brotherhood is something that I'm new to. I just came into it and I'm bought in. I'm sold because it feel like when you're out there, it's more than just football. It's more than just a game. I really feel like I'm out there with one of my blood brothers, and that'll change the way that you block. That'll change the way that you tackle. That'll change the way that you catch a football. Imagine if your brother is depending on you to get something done, and you know what I mean. And
absolutely,
exactly. And I feel like that just changes the way a player plays, because you're not just playing just to make sure the X and O's are right, but you're playing to make sure your brother is okay. And I feel like that's helped us through a lot of games.
Wow, that's powerful, man.
Taylor, it was interesting. You got a lot of love after the ball game. Obviously, you did the NFL Network hit with Deion, and it was interesting. He brought up the fact that, and Dave and I talked about this on the broadcast yesterday and earlier today with Coach Quinn about the Fallen Heroes weekend.
Yeah.
Having those families here, that had an impact on you, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. It did. Just hearing their story, man, just I felt like, to my heart, I felt like I had to share my story with them as well, is that I lost my mom at a young age. Mm-hmm. So I kind of felt that pain. I felt that hurt a little bit of someone that has that big of a piece and that big of an impact in your life. You know what I mean? Not here anymore. So just going out there, just having that lapel pin and the people I met, they gave me a T-shirt and things like that. So it was very impactful, and I appreciate Coach Q just letting those people in and letting them really just see our preparation and how we do things. And I salute the service, man. I'm glad they sacrificed their lives for us.
Not only a special moment for them, but it sounds like it impacted you and other guys on this team, too.
Of course.
You're listening to Taylor Gabriel here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Player Spotlight on the Dan Quinn Coaches Show. Okay, got a couple minutes left with you, and we appreciate your time, obviously. Talk about what you need to do now those last five games. Now you got to narrow your focus. Now here comes Kansas City. Good football team. They're fighting for their lives to try to get themselves in position. What do you guys need to do focusing this week to get you a W on Sunday?
I just think we just need to be us, man. Just the preparation and the perfection that they look for us throughout the weekend, the competitive spirit. I feel like as long as we just keep to us and keep being us and being that tight-knit group of brotherhood, I feel like we'll be okay.
All right, how fast are you? Let's get down to brass tacks here at the end. What's
fast
the best time?
Needs to be.
What's the best time?
I ran a 4.27 in my pro day.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's right there where Arch was coming out of the state.
No, they just trimmed mine in half. They still the
4.27.
Yeah.
Man, that is getting it.
Okay, you and I got a chance to talk after the game, and and you credited, which is classic team ball concept. That's who you are as a team guy. You talked about Sanu, and you talked about Julio, and you talked about Toy Lolo, and I think Alex Mack, and all those guys are out in front blocking. But now that you got a chance to see it, and I asked you, I mentioned to you last night, tell me about you snapping DJ Swearinger's ankles on the first one. Was that fun to watch?
Yeah, it was fun to watch, man. Just when you're out there making plays for your brothers, man, I really don't remember that play at all. The last thing I remember is coming to the sideline and slapping everybody's hands. So, like I said, man, it's not just me, man. It's the blocks that's getting set up. So, I just feel like as long as we keep doing what we're doing, it's just blocking. He's blocking for brothers, you know what I mean? Mm. So, I feel like those guys, through and through, man, they're all my brothers.
Well, I can assure you that he's not thinking about number 11. No, he's remembering number 18 snapping his ankles. That's what he's thinking about.
Yeah, and Swearinger likes to talk, so it probably made it even a little better that he got smoked up on it. This has been a fun visit, and I appreciate your time on this, as Dave said.
Hang on, I got to ask him a couple questions here. Okay, Thanksgiving is hard for players. Mm-hmm. Were you able to do anything from a Thanksgiving standpoint? You get the afternoon, do family come in? What did you do with that?
I had a few family members come in. Okay. We just had a Thanksgiving at my house, so just relax, man, and just watch TV. I love to relax, man, and just kick my feet up and just – be normal for a little period of time. So.
Now, do you watch the games on TV? Do you throw on a college game or something like that and watch? Or do you get away from football completely?
Yeah, I really don't watch a lot of football, man. If I'm watching football, it's on the iPad, and I'm focusing on our opponent.
Right.
But football in general, I really don't watch a lot of football, man. I love to watch, like, key guys play. Like, I would watch a wide receiver play. I would study him and look at him, the tendencies of him. But football in the whole, I really don't watch a lot of football.
More apt to throw on a college basketball game or an NBA game or something like that? Or do you stay away from sports altogether?
I'm more like a hiking dude.
Okay.
You know what
I mean? Outside.
Hiking shows, things like that. I'm into stuff like that.
I love it.
Like travel, all that?
Yeah. Exotic foods and stuff. I like watching stuff like
that. You're in the right town for food now, right, huh?
Yeah, of course.
You found some spots. Great to have you with us. Appreciate your time. And, man, Abilene Christian now.
Let me tell you something. He just told you, he said, listen to what – when you get a chance to listen to Taylor Gabriel talk, he's not a very big guy. I'm telling you this right now. Not a very big guy. He's playing the National Football League at a high level. I'm not talking about just in the league, playing at a high level. You can do it. Listen to his words when you get a guy like this talking. Appreciate
you, man. Real inspirational. Great to have you with us. Thanks for the time.
Thank you.
All right.